Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. I have to say, of all my platforms, I prefer the podcast the most. It's because I'm actually talking to myself on the screen, but I also know that even though I am literally talking to myself on the screen, this message is also being delivered to the listeners, for those people who like to listen, and to the YouTube channel for those people who like to watch. So I am not just talking to myself, I'm actually talking to a lot of people at the same time. And hopefully my message is able to touch you in all ways that's able to awaken the potential in you, ready to unleash you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to do what I truly love. Not to say that I don't like being on video on other social media platforms. It's just that the podcast is like my sacred place. And many of you may not agree or may not think that I am an introvert because you see me so outgoing and you see many of my social media posts. But in reality, I'm an introvert. I like to be with myself and I like the quiet space. And the podcast allows me to do that. And because of your listenership, if there's such a word, because of your loyalty to my podcast, it gives me the inspiration and the motivation to continue to share my message to the world. All right, so today we are going to talk about the things to consider when trying out a new strategy. So what we have been doing in the past, especially if you are business owners, it's always good to audit what is working and what is not working. And the tendency for business owners, especially when they are in business for a couple of years, is if it's not broken, why fix it, right? Number one. Or number two is, I try something and it's not working. And then you're just throwing spaghetti on the wall and you are always running on the, you know, like the hamster on the treadmill, or you're just closing and you're not doing anything to make yourself and your product or services better. So it's either on this spectrum or on this spectrum. So today I want to talk about a strategy that is going to not let you coast, because in a business, you can coast for X period of time. But you, in order to become the market leader, you need to take the initiative to really assess the market to see if what you have been doing, all the different strategies that you have been doing to elevate your business, is it still gaining the momentum as it was? If it's not, but you're okay with the current result, so be it. You know, different strokes for different folks. But for me, I coasted for a while, and then I realized, hey, listen, May, you're being immediately, my first instinct is, you're being lazy now. Is that what you're meant to do every single day, to just coast? Can you do a little bit more so that you can impact more people in their lives? So that's what I do. That's how I live. Okay. And then, of course, there will be moments in my business that, this is not working. What should I be doing? So I start doing different sorts of things. And then I get impatient, or I get too patient, that I don't do anything about it, even though it's not showing the results. So I continue to pour in more time and resources, and then eventually I have to pull the plug because I don't have any more time and resources to continue to carry out a strategy that has shown that it's not working. Or the reverse, which is I don't give it enough time to try it out, and I'm very quick to say it's not working. So today I'm going to talk about, how do you know what to do? How to evaluate when you try a new strategy, okay? Every time you try something new, for instance,
sales, okay? Sales outreach, because that's always going to be the Achilles heel for a lot of business owners. So either getting leads or closing sales. You have to give it time. Number one, you have to give it time. You cannot say that, oh, I've tried for a month and then I don't see any results, so I'm going to go back to sales. If you're trying a new strategy, trying to either get leads or to close sales, especially lead generation, okay, and having sales conversation or the nurture cycle to get people from thinking about you to knowing you to telling themselves that they want you and to buying from you, this whole cycle, some people are fast decision makers. They see you one time, they buy. But some, it takes them a long time. So sales generation and closing sales is a 3 to 6 month cycle. And you have to give yourself time. You can't say that, oh, I go on social media 30 days and you're going to see a momentum. Yeah, you may see a momentum, but your momentum is not going to be sustainable, because can you go on social media 30 days consecutively for an extended period of time? If that is how you want to run, is that how you want to run your business, right? So you want to be able to give yourself time, have a sustainable strategy, okay, that does not overtax your effort and your time. Something that you can do for an extended period of time. And I would say you have to give yourself at least 6 months. Okay, 6 months of consistent effort, okay? And the consistent effort is different, subjective to every person. Consistent for you, consistent for me could be 30 days, could be every day I do this activity for 6 months. Consistent for you could be once a week or twice a week. It has to work with your lifestyle. It has to work with your current environment or resources that will allow you to do that thing. If you adapt my consistency to your consistency, it's not going to work, because it's not realistic for you to have the time and the energy or the resources to do it every single day, whatever the activity you are thinking to do. Let's just say networking every single day. Networking could be virtual networking, could be in-person networking. If I say that I'm going to do it every day, okay, 5 days a week, that means 20 days I'm out there networking, right? My business is my full-time business, right? You may have a full-time job and your business is a side hustle. So there's no way you can do it. Or unrealistic, I won't say no way, but it is going to really tax you. So you will not have consistency. So you have to find yourself a formula, okay? A strategy that is going to respect your current circumstances, your current energy, your current resources, and then find a solution, find your consistency and give it time, at least 6 months, okay? Showing up with the same strategy every single time, okay? And that 6 months is going to allow you to collect the data to see whether it's working or not. The second thing is, right, are you going all in? So the first thing is you have to give it time. Second thing is, are you going all in? Every time when you do the same thing, asking you to do it for 6 months and you don't see the results, that's when you get this courage. That's when your energy is different, okay? So the first few times you may do it, the first 3 months you may do it with all in energy, enthusiastic, right? You say, or may say that I need to give it some time. And then 3 months in, I still don't see anything. So you get impatient. You get this courage. You start talking to yourself that, is it worth it? So all this self-doubt, self-talk, negative self-talk seep in. So maybe the next 3 months, you are still doing it, but you're not fully present. You're not going all in. So that is going to skew the data, because you're not carrying out the strategy, even though you're going through the step-by-step, but you're not carrying out the strategy in the energy that is required to be carried out. So in this case, the data that you're collecting is not going to be an objective data. It's going to be skewed, because the first 3 months you're going all in. If you continue to show up with the same energy and the same enthusiasm for the next 3 months, then that is a constant, there's no variables, okay? There's no variables in the in the way it's being being executed, okay? It is still, it is the same formula with the same person, with the same energy. So that is very variable to say that this data is not measured on the same platform, okay? Or the same benchmark. And you also have to ask yourself when you're doing this, okay, this new strategy, what is the ultimate goal that you want to achieve when adapting this strategy? If you don't know what is the ultimate goal, if you are unclear, okay, that which is going back to your why, okay, your why. If you're unclear why you want to achieve that goal, what makes you want to achieve that goal? Why is it important for you to achieve that goal? You're going to give up, okay? You're going to give up. And that, especially when you don't see the results, okay? So just know that when you're trying out something new, it's going to be difficult. It's going to have a lot of resistance. It's going to test you at in all levels, mentally, emotionally, physically. So if you don't know what is your true North Star, why you are going to do this? Why do you want to put yourself through the ringer to try out this new strategy? To have to spend time, money, and effort, okay? To try out this new strategy. Why? What's the ultimate goal? If you don't know what is that, you will give up very easily, okay? And the last thing, when you're trying out this new strategy, you have to ask yourself, what do I need to give up in order to try out something new? Because now you're just adding something. Okay, you're adding something to your daily schedule. Now, another way to think about is, what do I need to give up? Perhaps whatever you did previously wasn't working and you gave yourself time, 6 months to try it out. And you are giving that up to try up this new strategy, all right? So now you are not adding more things to the CEO schedule. You are replacing something with that. But in other cases, if this is your very first time trying out a new strategy, you are actually adding something to your CEO schedule. Not only that, but you're also adding something more to your capacity to process things, to implement things. So what do you have to give up? What time do you have to give up? What resources do you have to give up? Which is, it could be money, okay? And also, what energy do you have to give up? Do you really have the energy to do this, okay? And it could be also going all in on one platform and then you have to give up showing up on another platform. By not showing up on the other platform, what are you giving up? So all this emotional turmoil, battle that you have to ask yourself, okay, at the end of the day, you have to be at peace when you decide to try out this strategy. You have to be at peace. And this is going to help you to be at peace when you go through these four things that I talk about, right? You have to give it time, at least 6 months, and then you have to audit, collect the data and audit. Okay, did you get better? Did you get better each time? You may not reach your ultimate goal, but did you get better? If you get better, you need to continue, okay, with this strategy. Second thing you have to think about is, are you going all in? Are you showing up the same type of energy every single time when you're executing the new strategy? Okay, are you fully present or are you discouraged? Because if you are not the same person with the same energy every single time when you execute and following the same process, okay, no tweaking or process, unless you already have collected data very evidently telling you whatever you've been doing for the last 3 months is not working, okay, so then you have to tweak. But I would say don't do anything, give it at least 6 months. You have to follow the same process, same energy, okay? Then we have valid data to compare, okay? And you have to go back to asking, what's your ultimate goal? Why do I want to do this? Why? If you don't know what's the ultimate goal, the process, the journey is going to be very painful, especially when you're not seeing the results. And the last thing is, what do you need to give up? Okay, what do you need to give up to do this? Okay, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. These four areas, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. What do you have to give up in order to carry out this strategy? Once you go through this whole thought process and you're at peace with your decision to either try out the new strategy or not to try out the new strategy, either way, there's no right or wrong answer. Because at the end of the day, you have come to the conclusion, no, I'm not going to try out this new strategy. It has saved you the time, money, effort, and emotional pain, okay? If you have gone through this thought process and say, I'm not ready, I don't want to do it, then you will not be wasting 6 months of your time, money, and energy to try this new strategy when you're not fully aligned with your decision. So go through this four thought process and then decide, do I want to try out this new strategy? And if you do want to try out this new strategy, you want to go through this thought process so that you are prepared for what is to come to you. Okay. All right. Today is a short podcast, but super powerful, impactful. Don't forget, every time at the end of the podcast, I always ask you to give me a review, rate me, and also let me know what other topics you'd like me to talk about, because this is really what I truly enjoy doing. I'm here to serve you, but help me help you. Let me know what you'd like me to talk about, and I will create content that caters to you. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.